Even before I start, just it's always an honor to be able to speak, especially behind the pulpit. So, I thank our pastors for giving me this opportunity. And even before I start, I'm going to just give it up for our worship team. I never get to do this publicly, but I'm thankful for every person that we have on our worship team. Like Uncle Don said, the dedication that, they put into coming here and practicing. I know we have fun, I believe. We can ask them. We have a ball. We're always loud. But I'm thankful for every person that is a part of our team. There's not a right word that I can say that would, show my gratitude to every person that is a part of it. And if it wasn't for them being obedient to the Lord and taking the time, we have people on our team that travel far. I have no excuse. I live right across the river. Unless there's no bridge, then I might have to find a kayak or something to come across the river to come to practice. But I'm thankful. Hallelujah. Everybody say breakthrough. Breakthrough. How many of us need breakthrough? In every area, there's not one moment in our life that we can say, I don't need no more breakthrough in our life. Amen? How many of you know that we can have breakthrough through praise and worship? Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, let's turn to Psalms chapter 8. I want to read the second part of verse 2. And I believe this with my whole heart. God has given me the gift to be able to be surrounded by music, musicians. I've never said it before. There's nowhere in my life that I would ever, see myself doing praise and worship. Today, when I see my family or people in Hawaii playing music, I say, man. I want that. I desire that sometimes because it brings the besides my family bringing me the fullness. I just enjoy it. I enjoy everything about it, from the technical side to playing instruments and singing. So I enjoy it. I would never see myself before being used for praise and worship. And what a ride it's been so far. Sometimes I check myself when I'm playing. Especially we sang that song, I Worship You, O God. And there's something about that song. Whoever wrote that song, man, that's the example of short and sweet. That song always hits me every time. Just follow along if you turn to Psalms chapter 8. I wanted to do the second part of verse 2. And again, I believe this with my whole heart. And it says, this kind of praise has the power to shut Satan's mouth. How many of you know that you're equipped with a praise that can shut the mouth of Satan? Amen? And we need that today. How many of you believe that we need that today? We need people to take hold of that. It's not just a tool. It's a weapon that God has given us. Amen? He has equipped us with a weapon to shut the mouth of Satan. Then it goes ahead and it says, childlike worship will silence the madness of those who oppose you. Man, I always think about that. Sometimes when they get caught up with the things of life, yeah, work, our kids, I thank the Lord I have one more left. And then I would love to say I have one more and it's done, but my oldest son said that he's going wherever his mom goes. So we have to think of a strategy how to get him out probably. But I always think about that. Sometimes we have to go back and think about that childlike faith. Amen? And like we're talking about earlier, the song that we sang, it's nothing difficult. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's nothing big. You have to look in a dictionary for a definition. To just have childlike faith. And even that alone can do great things for the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. It's amazing to be able to sit on this platform every Sunday and every Wednesday and to watch to watch everyone in this. You guys probably see my head going back and forth. I'm trying to just scan the room. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to see how God has touched every single person. Like if somebody was to come to me and ask me, hey, how is this person doing in praise and worship? I can specifically tell that person how they've grown through praise and worship. It's amazing. Like, if I could have a camera or a video camera on every single person in this house, you'd be amazed of how God has used each and every one of you. Like, being reborn, take it for granted. I know some people in the praise and worship realm, being in it so far, and the people we've met, and the people around them, that sometimes we just take it for granted because it takes them to a new level, and they will forget about how we got there. Amen? So we have to be careful not to change our praise into complaining and using the sword the wrong way, meaning the word of God. You know, complaining to the enemy is like praise to God. Amen? I'm speaking to myself too. Oh, man. Do I complain? I complain. I'm going to be honest. I complain. But then I remember. God reminds me. Not I remember. God reminds me of why we're here. Amen. He didn't just take us out of where we were before just because of that. God has a plan for us. Amen. And I believe in this house, God is raising up worshipers, people who praise, because there's a moment in his plan that he will begin to strategically put us on the front line. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. And as I was going through that, I thought of Brother Justin, like how God has used him in school. That's the front line. God has placed him in the front line in college. Even with Krista talking to the head honcho of the college. That's being put in the front line. Amen? At our workplaces. Sometimes we think of the front line as being somewhere where everybody can see. No, it's not. It's where God has placed you at the moment. At your school, our kids. See, everywhere God has put you, that's the front line that God has strategically put you in that very moment. And I'm proud to say, and not trying to be prideful, but I'm happy to say that every person that has been put in our front line, you know, they use that opportunity to share the gospel. Praise God. So I have three ways this evening. I'm going to be real quick this evening. But three ways that praise brings a breakthrough in your life. Amen. Number one is praise. Praise brings strength. So we just read in Psalms chapter 8, verse 2, as we talked about that earlier, how this kind of praise has the power to shut Satan's mouth. God is giving you the power, the strength, amen, through praise and worship, to bring strength. Praise brings strength. How many of you have ever come to the door? And I'm, again, talking about myself because, again, like Pastor Barrett said, hey, Minister Leo, do you come every Sunday and every Wednesday with an excitement of praise? Do praise and worship? I said, no, Pastor Brad. But it's something about doing it. Amen. First I get the kick in the butt. And then there's a transformation or there's a there's a change in it that happens when you step into it. There's that strength and power that God gives you. How many of you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Hallelujah. God gave you the strength. Amen. He's given you the power, the Holy Spirit inside of you. All we have to do is activate it by being obedient. We watched Pastor Josh this morning, or actually when we went home, and he was talking about obedience. And there was 3 points that he had connected to obedience. And I'm going to look at my wife so I make sure I get it right. I think the first one was hear, understand, and respond. And she's my confirmation person. To hear, to understand, and to respond. And we were talking about it on the way to church. I said, man, sometimes I just hear and I respond. And then when I hear and I respond the wrong way. Because I don't understand what I'm hearing, but I just react off of what I first hear. And we started laughing. But it's so important because, you know, God has equipped us as worshipers, as people to praise, to be obedient. You know, we can't just come on the platform and say, okay, we're going to play Country Roads tonight. We're going to play it in two different languages. You know, we're going to start playing it fast, and then we'll do a slow worship part of Country Roads, and we'll see what happens. First off, we probably get kicked off the stage. And does it happen that way? First, we have to hear what the Lord, especially tonight. You know, I really wanted it to extend and to a time of praise and worship. I don't know if you guys felt it tonight, but just it was just a sweet presence tonight. That was a part of being able to hear the presence of God and allow Him to move. And then to understand why God wants us to do it. Amen. To understand why He wants to create an atmosphere. Hallelujah. You know, that's what the men did when they went out to fight the army. Actually, what the Lord did for them. Everybody said this, I am equipped with the power to rebuke the things of the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray, God, that You continue to elevate and equip, Father, every single person in this house, Lord. That Your desires become our desires. That Your passions become our passion. That Your will become our will, Lord. I thank You for every single person in this place, Lord. As You've done great things through their life, Lord. Father, I pray, God, that there will not be a stopping to it, Lord God, but a growth in spirit and in truth, Lord. That You're raising a house, Lord God, to do that, Lord God, to worship You in spirit and in truth, Lord God, to want to worship You, Lord God. To desire to worship You, Father. I thank You that You're raising up frontline warriors in this house, Lord. To be a part of the miracles, signs, and wonders that You have in store for this place, Lord God. I thank You for the growth of worship, Lord God. To edify Your name, Lord God. To glorify You, Father. That this house will be a house, Lord God, that glorifies Your name, Lord. To be focused on You, Lord God. To create an atmosphere of worship in this house and outside, Lord. In every home, Lord God, that is represented here tonight. Father, You continue to have Your way, Lord, in every person, Lord. That we'll be coming to Your house, Lord God, and we enter, Lord, into praise and into worship, Father. That it'll be an intimate time, Lord God, with You, Lord, in this place. That we're not worried about the person on the left and on the right of us, but that our our eyes, our mind, and our heart is focused on you and you alone. The transformation is happening in this house, Lord. That people's lives are being changed, Lord God, for you, God. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, for continuing to remind us, Lord God, that we are equipped and able, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like Uncle Don did this morning, do that. I'm going to do this this evening. With every eye closed, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you choose to tonight, or you may have served the Lord before and somehow slipped back, but today the Lord is tugging on your heart. He's telling you, come home. Come home, my son. Come home, my daughter. With every eye closed. If you feel like God is tugging on your heart to make that decision tonight, make Jesus your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. At the count of three, if you feel like God is tugging in your heart, just go ahead and throw your hands up. 1, 2, 3. For every person, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah. And I'm also going to do this also. If you need prayer for anything, I know we didn't do it in the beginning of service. If you need prayer for something, if you need, we would love to pray with you also. We have our leaders in the house that can also pray. If you want that, you desire that this evening. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Kalai to sing something.